Oh man, ladies and gentlemen, it feels like forever since I've done this, but welcome to the PVD Cast. I'm your host, John Orlando, bringing you the only podcast that's live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via the capital city of Columbus, Ohio. And wow, it's been a while since I've been on here. It's been several weeks since I've managed to be able to record an episode of the podcast and get it up on the airwaves for everyone to listen to, and I feel good. I'm glad to be back doing it, but you know, I gotta be honest with you. I've had some major changes going on in my life, and life sometimes just gets in the way of getting this podcast up and rolling. I've had two changes actually, but they're kind of connected. First of all, at the beginning of September, I had my girlfriend Lindsay, who I've talked about before on this podcast, move in. Her lease was up at her apartment, and I said, would you like to come on over to Casa de la Orlando? And she said, yes. So she came on over, and that took place, you know, over Labor Day weekend. So we were very, very busy, and man, moving sucks. I'm just going to say it. I mean, you pack up stuff, you put it in a van, you take it to the new place, you unpack it, then you got to figure out where things go, and oh man, it's a nightmare. And in the case of myself and Lindsay, you know, we have duplicates of some things, like two toasters, you know, so what do you do with that? Not that that was a hard decision, because quite frankly, my toaster sucked, so I'm happy to have hers. It's a pretty nice one, to be bluntly honest. But you have a lot of decisions to make, and you know, a lot of stuff to move around, and even though mostly everything's done, about 88%, 89% of everything's done, that's the figure I'm going to put on it, there's still quite a bit more to do. Moving just is awful, man. But she moved in and it went real smooth. Everything's coming together. A new routine's being established. A new norm is set up. Now the second big change is coming along with Lindsay was her little dog, Archie, who actually right now is sitting in my lap as I'm recording this. He's a part poodle, part French Bichon mix. So he's a tiny little fella, but he's a nice dude, man, and I was a little skittish of him, because I'm going to be honest, I'm not a big animal lover. I've never had a pet. You know, growing up, I never had pets, so it's kind of a foreign concept to me, and I was a little bit worried about him coming over, you know, oh my gosh, you know, even though I know him, I've known him for, you know, a year and a half since I've known Lindsay, but to live with him is, you know, it's a totally different thing, because, you know, I'd go over to visit her, and if he was a pain in the neck, I got to leave eventually, so. But actually, he's been a really cool dude, and he's right now looking up and around. Yes, I'm talking about you, bud. Uh-huh. Anyways, this would be the time where you might want to bark or yelp, but no? Okay. Anyways, he's been a pretty cool dude, man. He's been busy running around in the backyard chasing squirrels. And so far, man, he's just fitting right in. He digs it. He and I go for walks, and Arch and I are cool. We're good, man. So, but let me tell you a little bit about this episode. I think this episode is going to be a unique one. I'm going to talk for maybe about another, you know, 10 minutes or so about some things going on in the wrestling world, including the big OCW show. I'm going to recap that. That show took place this past weekend, September 13th. And that had been the first OCW show in a couple months, because the last time Ohio Championship Wrestling was in action was Mogador at the end of July. So, but I'm going to give you a little recap of that, talk about a couple things that happened there. I might talk about a few other things in wrestling that's going on, a few other things I want to get off my chest, and then we're going to take a break. And then when I come out of that break, I'm going to be joined by Lindsay, my girlfriend, to talk more about OCW, and I'll tell you why I'm going to do that. See, I am a wrestling fan of 30-some-odd years, man. I am a little bit jaded, to an extent. You know, I'll watch something, no matter what the promotion is, and maybe sometimes I automatically just go, nah, this ain't gonna be any good. Never give it a chance, because I'm jaded. I mean, I have 30 years worth of wrestling in my head that I can refer to. Lindsay, on the other hand, is a very new fan. That's right. She has never been to a wrestling show ever, not even a WWE show. So I'm really curious to catch her opinions on the show. And I asked her if she wanted to come on and talk about them. She said, sure. And we briefly talked about a few things on the car ride home, but I'm really interested to see what she thinks about the OCW show, and about, you know, indie wrestling, or wrestling in general, actually, because like I said, she's only been watching it since she's known me, pretty much. So, we'll get into that in a few minutes here, but let's go ahead and recap the big OCW show that happened the 13th of September in Zanesville, Ohio. I mean, I think I got to start off by really thanking the fans that showed up. Normally, we have a very big crowd in Zanesville, and the crowd was down a little bit just this past Saturday. But, hey, man, you know, it is what it is. You just got to roll with the punches. But the crowd was very into the matches. I think the crowd was very rowdy, very loud, and that's a good thing. So that's a very good thing. I guess maybe we're going to talk about the main event first, because somehow I made a judgment call that probably wasn't the best of me to make, but we had a matchup between OCW Heavyweight Champion Robbie Starr taking on Sherman Tank, a man that's been the champion before. Things got a little bit heated, in which Sherman Tank thought he won the OCW Heavyweight title. There was some interference from Jimmy Shane. There was some shenanigans from Robbie Starr. A chair was introduced. Robbie Starr ended up going into that chair, but Keith Smith had been knocked down. Referee Jake Clemens comes in, makes the three count, but then, you know, Keith Smith, making the call that he made, and I'm not going to second guess him, said, hey, you got disqualified for throwing Robbie Starr into that chair. Tank kind of lost it a little bit. Knowing Tank for a very long time, since nobody seemed to be stepping in, Jake Clemens was, you know, busy with Jimmy Shane and Robbie Starr, and I decided to maybe go in there and talk some sense into Tank, and that probably wasn't a good idea, because I know in the heat of the battle, things are said, things are done. He grabbed me. Thankfully, Jeff Cannon came out, and cooler heads prevailed. And I also appreciate the fact that Tank apologized via Twitter. Classy move, Tank. And, hey, man, I understand. I should have stuck my nose in it. I was just trying to help out, Try not to make sure that you didn't do something you truly regretted. And apology accepted. I'm going to say it right here, right now. Apology accepted. It ain't no big deal, man. But obviously, Tank is a very frustrated young man, and he wants to get another shot at Robbie Starr, and we'll have to see if in October 18th, that's the next OCW show, if indeed that happens. All right, well, a couple of newcomers showed up and really impressed some of the fans. I think this is the first time we've ever seen Matthew Justice wrestle in an OCW ring. He took on Dark Star Matt Taylor. He was not victorious, but had a pretty good showing against Matt Taylor. Matthew Justice, of course, has wrestled primarily in Northeast Ohio. Many of you probably watched STO's PWO television show, or Prime Wrestling, as it was called, and saw that Matthew Justice was on that show quite frequently. He's a very talented young man. He's a good wrestler. You know, he came up a little bit short, but definitely I think that Matthew Justice could be a major impact player here in OCW. We also saw the debut of Brian Bowers. Now, Brian Bowers is a young man that hasn't had a lot of ring action. He's a young man that's relatively new to this business. Trained in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, under the watchful eye of Lance Storm. He's decided to come back to Ohio, try to start working around the area. I understand he has had a few matches out in Pennsylvania. But he showed up, he wanted to wrestle. He was in the ring with Louis Perez. Louis Perez is by no means any pushover. And indeed, Louis came out on top. But I think Brian Bowers really showed what he's worth. And I really think it was a solid match, too. Those two gentlemen, relatively new to the sport. Louis Perez only wrestling about 6 months. But they really had the crowd interested and entertained. And quite frankly, that's 75% of the battle, especially when you're new to a territory, or new to a company, or new to wrestling in general. We did also see the crowning of new OCW Tag Team Champions. Jock Sampson, Jeff Cannon, new OCW Tag Team Champions. Crazy stuff went on with that. Supposedly, Papa Dingo could not get to the Zanesville venue for some reason. So Papa Dingo and Johnny Attitude, who were supposed to face Juice Jennings and Joey Vengeance for a number one contenders match. Well, that match kind of got thrown out. Dingo and Attitude do have a guaranteed shot against the winner of the match that I'm going to talk about here momentarily on October 18th. So it was decided that it would end up being a three-way dance. The Heat Seekers defending the titles against Jeff Cannon and Jock Sampson, and defending against Juice Jennings and Joey Vengeance. And in the chaos that ensued in that match, and there was a lot of chaos, I've never seen Jock Sampson do a plancha from the ring out to the floor. He did it. Unbelievable, man. I never thought I would ever see that. But nonetheless, Jock Sampson, Jeff Cannon, they won. They're the new tag team champions. They're going to face Papa Dingo and Johnny Attitude October 18th in Coshocton. And then just an absolute fisticuff-filled fight. Wow, that's like a tongue twister. Fisticuff-filled fight. Anyways, between Joey and Juice and the Heat Seekers, those guys definitely want each other in Coshocton on October. As of the recording of this podcast, I don't know if that's happened yet, that the contract has been signed, but those four guys really are absolutely pissed at one another. That's the only way to say it. They are pissed off, and they want one more match, and I'm sure they're going to tear each other apart. Last couple of things there real quick. We also saw the Best of Three series come to an end. No Shame, Jimmy Shane, over the last several shows has been trying to show that he is the best newcomer in OCW. He challenged the veteran Ernie Balls, and they were tied up 1-1 going into Zanesville, and lo and behold, Jimmy Shane pulled it out. He got the victory over Ernie Balls, and he's got, I guess you could say, a little feather in his cap, so to speak, as he's beat a guy that, well, quite frankly, has been around quite a bit. And so that's got to move Jimmy Shane up the rankings here in OCW and probably inflate that ego even more, which I didn't think was even possible. But nonetheless, Jimmy Shane was victorious. So I mentioned it already. October 18th is the next Ohio Championship Wrestling show. Hey, check out www.ocwrestling.net, which is the newly redesigned website, I should say, of Ohio Championship Wrestling for all the information as to where you can go for tickets and whatnot. It's going to be a good show. Out in Coshocton at the Hopewell School, it should be very, very entertaining. So, all right, I'm going to be honest, I haven't really watched much wrestling over the last few weeks because of the move and everything. I have been keeping up a little bit on what's going on for Raw because this Sunday, of course, is the big pay-per-view. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know if I'm really excited for this pay-per-view. I really am not 100% set for it. I think Night of Champions is going to be lousy. I don't know why I tripped up on that, but I think it's going to be lousy. I mean, none of the matches seem really interesting. I mean, you have Lesnar versus Cena for the unified World Heavyweight Champion. You got Cesaro versus Sheamus. The Miz versus Dolph Ziggler, Rusev versus Mark Henry, The Usos against Golden Stardust, Randy Orton versus Chris Jericho, you got the ladies, AJ Leech, Paige, Nikki Bella fighting, and the only match that I'm interested in is Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns. The rest of the matches all seem like they are nothing more than just matches we could see on Raw. So I really don't know what the big deal is there what the big deal would be to see these matches, because they just seem so bland. I don't know. I have not yet seen TakeOver from NXT yet. I know that happened last week. I haven't had a chance to watch it. I'm looking forward to watching it because that I was excited for. I was excited to see the four-way dance, you know, Neville versus Breeze, versus Zayn, versus Tyson Kidd. I think that's going to be an amazing matchup. I was curious to check out Enzo Amore versus Sylvester LaFleur. So I'm real excited about that. Charlotte versus Bayley. I'm real excited for that. And I'm really going to have to carve out some time over the weekend and sit down and watch that, because I've kind of been avoiding any news about NXT on the internet, which is a little bit hard for me to do. But sorry, I kind of got a little bit choked up there. Anyways, last bit of wrestling news real quick. You know, I was really excited, I think about 2 months ago or whatnot, when I heard that TNA was going to have the Great Muta on, and he was going to be part of their Impact tapings. And I remember tuning in, and I remember being absolutely disappointed with what I saw. But that's not the Great Muta I remember. But it happened to me again this past week. Tajiri and Austin Aries teamed up to take on Sonata and James Storm on Impact. And so I DVR'd it and literally just pretty much breezed through Impact. Unfortunately, I think it's gone back downhill a little bit. There's nothing that's interesting me right now about TNA. I don't know. They kind of ebb and flow with me. Sometimes they get some stuff that's really good, but then in a couple of weeks, it's just flat again. But nonetheless, Tajiri, I gotta say, he still looks all right. He still can go, you know? So I was happy to see that. I was happy to see that Tajiri still is the Japanese buzzsaw that I remember. Hey, he's put on a few pounds, man. I'm not gonna lie about that. But he can still move around the ring and whatnot. So I was happy to see that Tajiri's still getting it done, if you will. But all right, with that, I'm going to take this little dog outside and let him go to the bathroom. And in the meantime, I'm going to play a few of my my sponsors, if you will, whatever you want to call them, a few ads. And then when we come back, we're going to hear an absolute blank canvas, if you will. We're going to hear from Lindsay about what she thought about the OCW show and get her opinions on professional wrestling as well. So with that, I'm going to throw it to break, and I'll see you back here real shortly. Come on, Arch, let's go.
Big Fun Columbus. What is that, you ask? It's simply the greatest toy store on the face of the planet, and it's right here in Columbus, Ohio. Shimmy on down to 672 North High Street in the Short North, and you can check out all of the various different toys that they have. If you listen to my previous episode of the PBD Cast, where I, John Orlando, did a complete entire episode from the store, you know that they got everything you could imagine. You need wrestling figures? They got them. You need McFarlane toys? They got them. He-Man? You got it. G.I. Joe? You got it. Star Wars? Legos? Whatever you need, whatever you collect, they got it at Big Fun. And guess what? If they don't have something, they got a wish list. You put it on there, they'll try to get it for you. Man, oh man, you got to go visit the guys and the girls down at Big Fun Columbus. Once again, they're at 672 North High Street in the Short North. You can check them out on Twitter at Big Fun Columbus or simply go to Facebook. Facebook.com/Big Fun Columbus. Check it out. Get down there for everything that you need in terms of collecting. Or hell, if you just want to go down and relive your childhood like I did, stop on down to Big Fun Columbus and check it out. Yeah, I'm breaking it off a little funky for you, ladies and gents. John Orlando, the host of the PBD Cast. I want to talk to you about Stitcher Radio. You've heard me say it 100 times. Stitcher is the best app for your podcast needs. You don't have it, then what are you waiting on? Go over to Stitcher.com, find out how to download it, or if you're pretty tech savvy, go on over to the App Store, download it, get it on your phone. It doesn't matter if it's an Android, doesn't matter if it's an iPhone, doesn't matter if you have a tablet. You can download it and take your podcast with you anytime. You can listen anywhere you want, whether you have a Wi-Fi signal or not, whether you have a cell connection or not. Stitcher is the all-encompassing place you need to be for all types of podcasts, whether it's news, entertainment, sports, politics, whatever topic it is, Stitcher has a podcast for you. And if you need some customized recommendations, Stitcher will do that for you too. Hey, what can I say? I mean, it's just the bomb, which I don't think anybody says anymore. But nonetheless, Stitcher Radio. Go over to Stitcher.com, download the app, get it so you can listen to the PBD Cast and all the other thousands of podcasts that are available to you. Do it today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. I hope those messages weren't too taxing for you. You know, hey, it's what I gotta do. I know some of the guys like to give me grief about them, but hey, you know, it's part of what I agreed to do to put this podcast together and to bring it to each and every one of you out there, wherever you're listening. All right, as I mentioned here real quick, at the beginning of this podcast, I mentioned that I was going to break it into two parts. The first part was going to be me talking about some wrestling news as well as recapping the OCW show from this past Saturday, September 13th in Zanesville. And then I mentioned that I would be joined by Lindsay, my lovely girlfriend.
Hi.
And she was going to give her opinions about the OCW show because, as I mentioned before, she is a blank canvas. All right, you're not jaded because you don't have like 30 years of professional wrestling knowledge rolling around in your head, right?
I'm not 30, so well, yes.
You're not 30 to begin with, so that is correct, but way to go. Way to go.
Sorry.
All right, but as I take a quick drink, okay, as I take a quick drink, here's the deal. I recorded this first part actually many hours ago when you weren't here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it was just myself and this little furry guy, Archie, who's in your lap now.
Yep.
We sat here and I did my first half. And I did that just because I wanted to recap the show and not jade you, not give you any hints as to the show. So,
all right.
As to what my opinions were of the show. But here, I think my listeners here are going to find this interesting. You've never been to a wrestling show ever.
Never.
Not even a WWE event.
No.
No. Why are you laughing?
Because I never watched wrestling until I met you.
Okay, so you never watched wrestling until you met me. But be honest. For the first couple of months that we dated, you still didn't care about pro wrestling, right?
No, I didn't care at all.
It wasn't until Total Divas, right? Be honest. It was Total Divas that hooked you into it.
I like Total Divas. Except for this season, it's not my favorite, but...
But it's only two seasons in. Or two episodes in, excuse me.
It's not the same.
All right, but admit,
but yes,
I mean,
yes.
See, Vince McMahon's marketing works.
I like those girls.
I know. You started watching, and now you. I came home the other night, and you had Raw on.
Yes, yeah. And I follow the Bella Twins on Instagram.
Well, there you go. And you follow them on social media. All right, so, okay, let's get to it real quick. Before you went to that show, when we were driving out to Zanesville,
yeah.
Okay, what did you anticipate for this wrestling show? Like, what did you... Can you walk us through what thoughts went through your mind being a new fan as a... No, seriously, as to what you were in for Saturday night?
I honestly had no idea.
Really?
I really didn't
know
what to expect. I did not know what to expect.
Okay. Alright, so yeah, you had no clue whatsoever. So we get there. You got to see a little bit of the setup of things because you got there early. That's fun.
That was fun.
Why?
Did you see that guy cutting that cable with that saw thing? All the sparks flying everywhere.
Well, okay,
that
yes.
That was exciting.
Yes, we had to replace one of the ropes, and there was a grinder that was used to cut the ropes. Because, you know, as many people know, the ropes in wrestling aren't really ropes. They're steel cables, you know, with maybe a little bit of padding, a lot of tape.
I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. So you found that interesting.
I did.
Okay. What else did you find interesting about setup? Did you think there wasn't that much work to be done for a wrestling show? And then you were like, oh, holy shit, there's a lot of work that these guys do. Or no?
It actually went a lot faster than I thought it would, I think.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, the ring took a while. But besides that, you guys were just like hanging out for most of the time, I feel like.
Well, we're professionals. We got this shit down now.
I know. I feel like it went faster than I thought it would. Because, probably like an hour before, everyone was pretty much done and...
Okay. Alright.
Ready to go.
Okay.
Getting dressed.
Alright, so now we're going to get into the actual show.
Yes.
Alright, the actual show. Uh-huh. So, you got to see 7 different matches.
Uh-huh.
And now I already know what you think is... What you thought was the best show.
Oh,
or,
yeah.
Or, excuse me, best match of the show.
Oh,
excuse
yeah.
me. What was the best match of the show?
The one with all 6 people.
Okay, so the three team 6-person tag team match there
for
the OCW heavyweight or OCW tag team titles.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
Why was it your favorite? So it was Jock Sampson and Jeff Cannon versus Joey Vengeance and Juice Jennings versus the Heat Seekers. Why was that your favorite?
There's just so much going on.
I liked
that.
Okay.
I liked that everyone matched their partner.
Like, everyone's gear matched.
Yes.
Wow, you don't realize just right now, for any of the boys that are listening right now, you just got so many more cool points.
Well, that's good.
Especially for those folks, those boys that, you know, agree with me that tag teams should match, but...
Well, they did.
In gear.
Good.
They did. Okay. All right. And it was exciting. It was it was up tempo. Lots of stuff going on, so you liked it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it shows even when, like... Marissa was next to me, and she was kind of surprised at some things that happened.
Okay.
I feel like, I don't know, that just shows that it was really good, because she
okay.
was surprised.
Another one of the wrestler's wives. Okay.
Yes.
Alright, so, okay. So, one of the wrestler's wives sitting next to you was surprised by some of the stuff that was done, which I was surprised by, and I already talked about this, Jock Sampson's dive through the ropes. I mean, he's a big boy, let's be honest.
Was that Jock or was that Juice?
No, that, well, Juice also dove over the top rope.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Okay, okay.
But I'm talking about yeah.
When he went, yeah.
Hey, let's not be coy here. You know, Juice is in, you know, a little bit of a better shape than Jock. I'm just saying. No offense, Jock. But I think you would admit to me, you know, that maybe you haven't lifted as many dumbbells as you have beers. I think that's a fair thing to say.
He did have a top to his outfit. Juice did not have a top to his outfit. Jock had
right.
a top half.
So. Well, that's yeah, he has straps.
Yeah.
Because he has a singlet. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Do you like the singlet?
It's all right. Okay. They were both blue. I liked that.
Of course, because they matched.
I know.
All right, maybe what was a match that wasn't your favorite for whatever reason? Was there one that you just weren't really... Not saying that, you know, it was bad or just... I would like to know what you thought it was. Which one was not good that you just weren't entertained by?
Probably the last one, which
the main event.
Yeah.
Why?
It was just a little slow.
A little slow. Okay.
And I think after all the excitement.
Okay.
And then the match before that had Levi, right?
Levi Connors. Yes, the
and
Pinnacle.
He had so many fans,
okay.
And so everyone was like so excited and into it. And then the last one, until the very end. When it got disqualified,
Tang got disqualified.
Then there was many angry people.
Right,
many angry people.
So basically, you're saying it was the crowd reaction that made that match maybe not as good as some of the other ones. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and I don't know. I felt like a lot of the other ones were kind of like fast and lots of movements and exciting things, and that one was a little slower tempo. And I guess for the end, I was expecting like I don't know, like fireworks or. Not a parade, because parades suck all the time, but
okay.
Like fireworks.
All right, so you're a big finale. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, okay. All right. So I guess that's an accurate...
I did like the boas, though.
Robbie Starr's boas?
I like pink.
Well, he has quite a few boas.
Yes, one yes. ripped, that was sad.
Well, you know, hey, I guess that's part of the... what's the word I'm looking for? That's part of the dangers of being involved in the business.
Yeah. One of the people watching... was fantastic as well.
Okay, all right. Why was? What did you discover about the fans of OCW?
They're entertaining.
They're entertaining.
Yeah.
Okay.
There are some women out there who you can tell who they like, and it is fascinating to see how excited they get when their wrestler comes out.
Yes, there was a young lady that was uber involved in all the matches. she was quite boisterous in her cheering.
I'm pretty sure she was with a guy, too. So it was really funny because she's screaming, like, I love you.
Well,
and she was dancing to all the music. I'm just like, this is interesting.
So you didn't expect those types of shenanigans?
No. I also wasn't expecting it to be that loud.
Oh, it was loud?
It was so loud. Those little bangy things that people were banging
on. Oh, okay. So the guardrails in OCW that have the metal sheets over top of them. Yeah.
People were so into it. There was two where screws came out because they were banging on them so much.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was really
loud. Here's the weird part. I think we've had those things for quite a while, and it was just this past Saturday people figured out what to do with them.
You should have demonstrated.
I guess. Maybe I should not throw stones. Maybe I'm the goof that should have... Show people how to do it.
You just sit on the side the whole time. You could be doing something.
I'm not. Oh, thanks. I'm glad you just
pretty much. I'm just saying.
Downgraded my whole role. Thanks.
No, you did a great job.
Thank you.
Really impressed, actually. You did
really?
Very, yeah. You. I liked your little intro. I liked your countdown. That was exciting.
My little intro. Do you know I debuted new music, too? That came out, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I switched music. I've used Vast's song, Thrown Away, for... Oh, good Lord, like 6 years. So, 6, 7 years. So I changed it up, debuting a little new Fantagram, if you will, Blackout Days.
I feel like that fits you better.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I don't have a history of blacking out.
Well, I just feel like the music is your type of music more so than if I heard the Vast song, I would be like, oh, maybe.
Well, be honest, you don't like Vast to begin with.
Yeah, they're all right. There's a couple songs I still have on my phone.
Yeah, but you deleted a lot of them.
I did not delete a lot of them.
Well,
they're just hidden.
That's true. You don't delete any songs from your phone.
Oh, that is untrue. One time I accidentally downloaded a Coldplay song, and that got deleted quickly.
Yeah, what's your beef with Coldplay?
I don't like Coldplay. Why? I also don't like you too. This woman was very angry when that album got put on my phone.
Yeah, well.
I don't care for him.
Okay.
Not a fan.
Okay, so now, here's the big question. Would you go back to another OCW show?
I totes would.
You totally would?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a WWE show? Would you go to a WWE show?
Are the Bellas going to be there?
Well, no, I... I see that this is basically how things are going to be determined. If the Bellas are going to be there, or any other cast members of Total Divas.
So, well, here's my thing. I think this is true with me with all sports. Some of my friends are like this, too. Once you get to know the people, it's way more exciting than when you're just watching something where you're like, I have no freaking clue who any of you are. I don't care how you do.
All right.
And I don't know if that's what made me like the six-man tag
match. Well, the three-way dance, we would call it, with the tag teams.
Three-way
dance
more because I had seen some of those guys before.
Right.
So I was more into it because I...
You knew who they were.
I knew who they were. You've all met them at...
Yeah, truth be told, you met all those guys.
Yes.
Yeah, Juice Jennings got married in July.
Yes.
And we were at the wedding, and you met every single person in that match.
Yeah.
Maybe... no, not the ref.
No, not the ref.
The ref was Papa Smurf Keith Smith. I don't believe he was there, but...
Yeah.
All right, so...
So, if... Now, I think I would enjoy going to WWE more so than if we had gone when we first started dating.
Okay.
I think it would probably be pretty exciting. Still would hate to watch Sheamus and would be sad if he was there. But
you really do not like Sheamus.
I don't like him.
Why? And because he's pale?
No, because I'm pale too. I just... he irritates me. I don't know. He always has that hitting thing and he like... It's like the character Crazy Eyes on Orange is the New Black. She goes like crazy and she hits herself in the head and it's just weird. And he does the same kind of thing. It's just weird.
But he's pounding his chest as an Irish war thing.
He's not like he's a gonna... monkey. It's like what monkeys do at the zoo.
All right. He's not a monkey.
I don't know.
You heard it here first.
I did. I did enjoy actually getting to see Big Show after that cartoon we watched, though. Saw him in real life on Raw when you were not here.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, Slam City.
Yes.
Yeah, you did enjoy that.
Yes. I love Slam City.
All right, we need to watch more episodes.
Yes.
I know. That's what you're going to say. There's a million things we got to watch, by the way. But that's neither here nor there.
House of Cards.
Yes, I know. Anyways, okay, so then overall, you were pleased with the OCW show.
Overall, it was really fun.
All right. Cool.
It was really fun.
Good.
Hot dog was not my favorite, though.
The hot dogs were not good? They weren't good.
Well, but I had fun.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
You know, it's a concession. You know, concession stand.
It was only $1 too.
It was only a buck. I bet Archie would have ate it.
Oh, Archie would have. He would have gone ham on that thing.
Oh yeah, he most definitely would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Archie. Hi.
Archie, you could bark now and say something.
No, I tried to get him to bark on the first half and he didn't, but that's okay.
We are not going to teach him how to speak, so he probably will not do that.
That's fine. I'm all about that.
Okay.
I'm all about that.
Alright.
So, anyways. Alright, well, I'm going to start to wrap things up. It's going to be a little bit of a shorter episode, but I wanted to get on here and kind of get things going and whatnot.
Wait, can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Was your favorite match the same as mine?
Wow, that's a good question. Look, I was very open. I think that we had a pretty good show. I think OCW put on a pretty good show in Zanesville. I think there was not anything that really stood out as being not top-notch. I'm going to go with that. Sure, I'll agree with you on that.
Okay.
That was it. Because, again, those six guys certainly put everything on the line, and you really saw it with you know the different dives to the floor and just the hard hitting action. And then you know, as I mentioned earlier on, you saw that Juice and Joey, Caden and Jeremy just started pounding the daylights out of one another. So I mean, you know, that's going to be certainly a match that I'm sure is going to happen probably in October. Juice Jennings, Joey Vengeance versus the Heat Seekers. You know, trying to maybe end their particular feud, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. Those guys don't like each other.
There was one other thing that I really liked about that match.
What's that?
When Jock and Jeff were in the middle and they were all four in the corners coming to attack them, and then they kind of went back to back and like Powerpuff Girled their way out of there.
Powerpuff. Okay. All right.
That's the action cartoon I watched when I was little.
All right.
There's a bunch of pows and explosions in there.
All right.
It's kind of like an explosion.
All right.
It was cool.
Yeah, no, it was a good match. It was overall a good show. Everybody that came out, I think, got their money's worth. Great crowd. Even though they were smaller, I mean, in terms of the size.
I didn't think it would look that small, though. It looked pretty busy from where I was.
Yeah, I
had a great time.
We've had bigger crowds in Zanesville. We'll say that.
All right. Well, I've never been there, so okay. I was impressed.
All right.
I was surprised. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't think all those chairs were going to be full. And there were quite a few that were full.
All right. Well, OCW returns to action on October 18th in Coshocton at the Hopewell School. Of course, you can check out OCW online by simply going to www.ocwrestling.net. All right. You can also check them out on Twitter at OCW Online. Hey, I want to talk about another show that's coming up, too.
What?
As you know, Old Wrestling is having their big second show. They had the Speakeasy Spectacular. They're having another extravaganza. And that's going to be in Norwalk, Ohio on the 28th of September.
Ah, soon.
Yeah, up in Norwalk, Ohio. I think it's a 3 o'clock bell time. Fans, if you missed the show in Lakewood, you really need to check it out. You can go to oldwrestling.com, O-L-D-E, wrestling.com for all the details. And also at Old Wrestling, O-L-D-E. Wrestling on Twitter, and you can check out all of the stuff that those guys are doing. It's going to be a good time. If you like a unique wrestling show, something that's a little bit different than what you are accustomed to, you definitely want to make it out for Old Wrestling and their extravaganza in Norwalk, Ohio.
There are some wrestlers hyping that up after the show.
Oh, really? Good. Yep. That's excellent. All right, with that, it's time for Orlando's Faves. Cue the music. All right, so in this episode here, I was really hard-pressed to talk about what a favorite I would have. Burritos. No, I'm not. She just whispered burritos, but that's not going to be my fave. But it is food-related.
Oh.
My fave for this episode, oatmeal.
Yes!
Okay, so I freely admit that my diet is awful. It is absolutely abysmal.
That is a true statement.
It is. And so Lindsay has made it a mission of hers to try to get me to eat healthier and eat more variety and eat better. So the other day I had oatmeal, which, as I told her, when I was a kid I ate oatmeal all the time.
Not as good.
Huh?
Maybe it just wasn't as good. Well, I put some special things in it.
I know, you put a little dash of sugar in it, whatnot.
Why give it away?
Well, there's more. I didn't think it was an ancient Chinese secret. But,
you don't know that. It's written down.
Okay. Well, I haven't ate, I don't know how long. I know. Saturday I claimed it was 17 years, but it was probably longer than that. But I haven't had oatmeal in a very long time. But what was it, Sunday? No, Saturday. Saturday morning.
Yep.
I had a bowl of oatmeal and it was delicious. And aww. So there's a victory for you.
Yes.
So maybe the next time that I do a podcast, maybe I'll have another new food that I will claim as my fave.
Oh man, this is very exciting.
And it's on public record.
I know.
Right.
Very
here.
Exciting.
I know. All right. Well, with that, fans, thanks for coming on, Lens.
Yeah. No problem.
I don't know what I expected with that. All right, here we go.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, with that, let me tell you where you can get in touch with me and where you can reach me on Twitter at PVDMVP. You can always shoot me an email if you prefer. Just head on over to johnorlando@pvdcast.com. Don't forget to check out the website, pvdcast.com. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to wrap things up. And I will talk at each and every one of you later. Thanks for listening.